This room, originally used as a sitting room, is now entirely devoted to the works of one of the most significant artists in the collection, and at the time a frequent visitor to the house of Antonio Amarieda. The artist in question is Mario Sironi. Sironi was one of the key players of art in Italy in the first half of the 20th century. He worked for a long time in Milan, where he died in 1961. In the Boschi di Stefano collection, his works number around 40. Many purchased from the artist in 1947 and exhibited in this room, where it is possible to retrace Sironi's career almost entirely. At the center of the entrance wall is one of the Home Museum's most iconic works, the Venere dei Porti, Venus of Harbors. The work is a tempera and collage on canvas, a technique already experimented with by the avant-garde that recalls the artist's first futurist period. Thanks to the analysis of one of the newspaper cuttings included in the composition, it is possible to accurately date the work to 1919. A modern Venus dominates the painting. A metaphysical style female mannequin stands on a pier. In the background, we catch a glimpse of a ship. To the right, a block of flats, introducing an element that Sironi would significantly develop in later years, and as the view and cityscapes hanging on the opposite wall testify, become representative of his works. Above, on the right, is Grande Composizione, Large Composition, of 1946, a work constructed from fragments and quotations from ancient art and the Italian tradition. This process is often found in the works of Sironi's artistic maturity, and as a militant fascist, he produced large decorations and murals for official venues and buildings, from the Triennale to the Palace of Justice and the Palace of Newspapers, where he inserted bas-reliefs, statues in niches, and other references to classicism. Inside the room, the works engage in close dialogue with the essential and severe design of the walnut furniture, exhibited at the 6th Triennale exhibition in Milan in 1936. The pieces were designed by Sironi himself for the home of Santo Aimetti, deputy administrator of the newspaper Il Popolo d'Italia and collector of the artist's works. The lamp, with its severe and abstract shape, was also created in the 1930s by the Milanese designer Pietro Chiesa for Fontana Arte. The room also contains three terracotta and plaster sculptures by Arturo Martini, one of the most interesting sculptors on the Italian art scene between the two world wars. As can be seen from these works, Martini is an extremely skillful modeler, capable of creating in small surface areas and with rapid strokes, very expressive and imaginative figures of great immediacy. When you are ready, exit through the glass door and enter the next room. Please select file number 5 on the audio guide.